so grateful for each and every one of them. But the reality is, and as it was certainly clear in the first century, sometimes your very nearest and dearest can become your enemy when they became Christians and turned to God, but then they were distanced from their loved ones because they were now children of God and their family members did not obey the gospel. And that put a wedge between the two. To think of the death of your child is a sad thing, a terrible thing. And yet think about death by your child turning against you, taking your life. It's similar to what happened with David when his own son turned against him and there was warfare between father and son and those who stood with David and those who stood with Absalom. And yet, you know, such horrible situations happen for brethren in the first century. And yet Jesus here, though the soul longs for peace and happiness, shows us that we cannot always have peace and happiness if that were to somehow cause us to turn against God. God must be our King and our one to whom we give all and full allegiance and loyalty. And others must always come second. And so Jesus here says, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household." So in these three verses, the Lord tells us about life. That life is not going to be easy. For the child of God, life is not going to necessarily be peaceful in our walk, because in our walk we're going to have trouble. We're going to have hardships. We're going to have challenges that cause us to have to make a choice. And could even be choosing, he says, between your son, your daughter, your wife, your husband, your mother, your father, whatever close ties he gives, the closest ones we have. And he says, you might have to choose between God and this person. And therefore, he's saying, you choose to be loyal to me, because peace on this earth is a reality in a spiritual sense, in that we have peace between us and God because of the forgiveness of sins made possible by the blood of Jesus Christ. But he wants us to understand, you're not going to have a life without any hardship, turmoils, or trouble in relationships, because sometimes being a Christian will put you right there. Trouble in your nearest, closest relationships. And he says, you have to understand what's at stake. You have to understand the right choice to make in those scenarios. And he says, these who you are nearest to in life will become, at times, even enemies, those of your own household, as he says there in verse 36. But notice what he says in verses 37 and 38. Here he tells us about love. He says, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. So here he talks about love in the sense that you have to love the Lord more than you love all others. And that test of who do we love more will be seen when we're made to have to choose. So a situation arises, and it's a matter of being faithful to God or turning your back maybe on something you believe, on something God calls you to do. Now you can't do it. You won't do it, because if I do that, then it's going to put me at odds with my child, my husband, my wife. If I teach this, then I'll be at odds with these people. If I take a stand for this. And so, essentially, when those situations arise, what is our choice? Because many in life have chosen to compromise, to forsake the Lord, and instead show themselves loyal to people. People that we are used to being loyal to and close to in the relationship. And it's right and proper for a husband to be loyal to his wife, and a wife to be loyal to her husband in all the different ways in which that relationship requires of it, as God requires. And yet, if there is a conflict between what a husband or wife wants of us and what God tells us to do, the choice must always be love God. In fact, how could we possibly reach that spouse or that child or whoever it may be that we love dearly if we turn our backs on God? In fact, the only way to possibly reach them, whatever that conflict is to stay loyal to God and His Word, cling to Him and try to lead them in the right direction, to also follow God, not forsake God and follow them. Then we ourselves also will be lost. The Lord shows us we must love Him even more than our own lives. We must, verse 38, take our cross and follow Him. We must be willing to sacrifice anything and everything. We must be willing to suffer. We must be willing to die for Him. Take your cross, He says. Follow Me. And if we're not willing to do that, if we're not willing to love even our own lives less than we love God, then He says we're not worthy of Him. We must be loyal to the very end and only to Him, or to Him above all others. And the final thing He says in verse 39 is that He tells us about loss. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for My sake will find it. So when He says he who finds his life will lose it, in other words, if you hold on to in this life what you treasure for yourself, then you're going to lose your spiritual life. But if you're willing to part with your physical life, if you're willing to let go of things that you count as dear to you in the flesh, and instead you're going to be loyal to God above all, you will find your life. You will find heaven. There are very hard choices that Christians have to make. When we are surrounded by people at work or at school who have a way of thinking that is very worldly, it's not in line with what God's Word teaches, what is our choice? Where is our loyalty? Who do we love? Do we love God and His ways, or do we love the people that we're surrounded by, our groups, our friends, our cliques, our family members, whoever it might be? Where is our loyalty? And who are we allowing to shape our mindset, our worldview, our perspective in life? Is it God? Or is it human beings that are fallible? And most of the time, most people take the broad road that leads to destruction. As a Christian, you can't walk in the popular crowd, because the popular crowd does not go to heaven. That's where most people travel. That's where most people want to be. But few find the way that leads to life eternal. And that's the path we must choose. And it's the hard path that calls you even to be willing to part ways with loved ones in order to be loyal to Christ. Where is our loyalty tonight? And are we looking at Jesus Christ as our Savior, our Master, the one who gave Himself for us, and that we will follow Him wherever He leads? Because that's what it requires. To become a child of God and to have the hope of eternal life and being with God and the Father and the Son forevermore requires of us the decision to follow Him to the point where we do everything that He requires, including those initial things that bring us into the family, beginning with our faith. Do we believe that this one that we read about in this book is in fact the Son of God? That He is God who came in the flesh and then died for us and has ascended back into heaven and who will come again to judge the world? Do we believe in Him? And are we willing then to turn away from our own sinful ways and turn to a life dedicated and devoted to Him and doing His will? Are we willing to confess our faith and acknowledge, I believe and follow Christ? I don't follow worldly ways. I don't follow worldly people. I follow Christ, my Savior, and I'm not ashamed of Him. Are we willing to confess our faith in Him? Are we willing to be baptized, washed, immersed in water for the remission of our sins, wherein, in that act, the blood of Christ is applied to our souls, and we are then raised to begin a brand new life with a different perspective and real hope for everlasting happiness? That's a path you need to choose if you're not yet a Christian. And God will add you to the church you read about in the Scriptures. And then faithfulness is required all of your life. Are you walking with Him? Because if you've turned aside from Him and you need to come home, you need to do that now. Because you don't know if you have tomorrow. You don't know if you have later. You know that you have the present and you need to walk with Him faithfully. If you need to come, won't you do so as we stand and sing?